Year 1462. Constantinople had fallen. Muslim Turks swept into Europe with a vast superior force, striking at Romania, threatening all of Christendom. From Transylvania arose a Romanian knight of the Sacred Order of the Dragon, known as Draculia. On the eve of the battle, his bride, Elisabetta, whom he prized above all things on earth, knew that he must face an insurmountable force from which he might never return. Vengeful Turks shot an arrow into the castle, carrying false news of Draculia's death. Elisabetta, believing him dead, flung herself into the river.
Prince is dead. All is lost without him. May God unite us in heaven.
S-au rămas îngroviat. Sufletul ei nu mai poate fi salvat. Este blestemată. Asta e legea lui Dumnezeu.
Asta este răspata mea pentru apărarea bisericii.
Legea nu doar ce spate lui Dumnezeu, dar el te-a pe tine ca să vedeți.
Dumnezeu!
Amul ridicat-i
și răspund. Doar! Doar!
She will feel. She will suffer. the moon.
We'll be right back.
Another day in this carnival of souls. Another night settles in as quickly as it goes. The memories are shadows, echo the page, and I can't seem to find my way home. And it's almost like your heaven's trying everything. Your heaven's trying everything to keep me out. All the places I've been and things I've seen, a million stories that made up a million shattered dreams. The faces of people I'll never see again, and I can't seem to find my way home. 'Cause it's
you're so pretty. And just because your mama thinks you're the hottest thing in town, well, just because you think you got something that nobody else has got, you cause me to spend all of my money. Honey, you left me call the old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Cause, well, just because.
Some nitwits put two dunnies in here.
One dunny, one bidet.
Bidet?
It's for, after you know. You figure it out. See you at 7.
Yeah.
Opened up my eyes, and now I'm one toe over the line. This is my new mop. George, my friend, he gave me this mop. It's a pretty good mop. It's not as good as my first mop. I miss my first mop. But this is still a good mop. Sometimes you just have to take what life gives you. Because life is like a mop. And sometimes life gets full of dirt and crud and bugs and hairballs and stuff. You got to clean it out. You got to put it in here and rinse it off and start all over again. And sometimes life sticks to the floor so bad. You know, a mop is not good enough. It's not good enough. You got to get down there like with a toothbrush, you know, and you got to really scrub. You got to get it off. You got to really try to get it off. But if that doesn't work, you can't give up. You got to stand right up. You got to run to a window and say, "Hey, these floors are dirty as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore."
Look how wrong you can be. The women I've give you the time of day. But the slit-eyed lady knocked me off my feet. God, I was glad I found her. And if there were words I could tell to you, to help you on the way down the road, I couldn't quote you no Dickens, Shelley O'Keefe.
My head too flat?
No, you look great. Come on. Come on, Julio.
Okay. Give me that. It's locked. Let's go play Space Invaders.
No, come on. We're going to stream, Pat. Don't worry, Pat. We're just going to be all right.
Me voy a matar.
Come on.
Olvídate, pues.
Oh, you got
como
it.
Un animal.
You can do it. You bet.
Crazy, man. I had to hook up with the only virgin in New York.
Didn't they teach sex at our school?
They taught math at your school, but you can't divide.
At least I can multiply. Are you sure this is Alice's bedroom?
I know this place like the back of my hand.
Oh.
Now.
What happened?
I got the back of my hand stuck in the toilet.
Now listen to me.
You gotta be quiet. We gotta be quiet.
Where's the light?
Shh. There is no light. That's not the light. This is not the light. That's the water pick.
Well, here's the plan.
I'm gonna go talk to Allison. When I leave the room, you lock the
door.
We're in here.
Pick on and get out the window.
Ow!
I'll meet you right down by the car.
Yeah. I'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
a bitch. I see you sitting there, but I don't believe it. How you doing, toothpick?
Hey, Eddie.
Listen, I'm sorry. I should have picked you up myself. This week's been crazy. I've had my head on my ass the whole time.
It's funny you should say that, because that was me and your daddy were just talking about.
And I should have picked you up.
Now that you had your head up your ass. I walk in the door, he's like, Vic, I'm so glad somebody's finally here who knows what's going on. My son Eddie's a fuck-up. He's ruining the business. I mean, I love the guy, but, you know, he's flushing everything down the toilet. I mean, that's what you said, right, Joe? I mean, tell him yourself.
Well, Eddie, I hate for you to hear it like this, but, you know, Vic come in and asked me how business was. You don't lie to a guy, just don't show you in his family.
Very true.
Shit, break it up. Come on, this ain't a place now. You guys wanna roll around on the floor, you're doing in Eddie's office, not mine.
Daddy, did you see that?
What?
The guy got me on the ground, he tried to fuck me.
You wish.
You sick bastard, Vic. You tried to fuck me in my father's office. Look, Vic, whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own home, go to it. But don't try to fuck me. I mean, I don't think you that way. I like you a lot, buddy, but I don't think you're that way.
Listen, if I was a butt cowboy, I wouldn't even throw you to the posse.
No, you wouldn't. You keep me for yourself. You know, 4 years fucking punks up the ass, you appreciate a piece of prime rib when you see it.
It might break you in, nice guy, but it'd make you my dog's bitch.
Ain't that a sad sight, Daddy? Man walks into prison, a white man walks out talking like a fucking nigger. You know what? I think it's all that black semen been pumped up your ass so far, now it's backed into your fucking brain, it's coming out your mouth.
Eddie, you keep talking like a bitch, I'm gonna slap you like a bitch.
Come on,
all
man!
Right, enough of this shit! I'm sick of it. I both of you, sit down.
Rag, mama, rag. What is that?
This is your file. I have to send it back to the judge for evaluation.
Oh. Hey, you're not gonna fail me, are you? What's it say?
You wanna read?
Why? Have you had any experience with that?
20 years of counseling.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty awful shit. I mean, have you had any experience with that?
Personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Sure ain't good.
My father was an alcoholic. Mean fucking drunk. He'd come home hammered, looking to wail on somebody. So I'd provoke him so he wouldn't go after my mother and little brother. Interesting nights were when he wore his rings.
He used to just put a wrench, a stick, and a belt on the table and just say, choose.
Well, I gotta go with the belt there, Vanna.
I used to go with the wrench.
Why the wrench?
Because fuck him, that's why.
Your foster father?
Yeah. So, you know, what is it, like, Will has an attachment disorder? Is it all that stuff? Fear of abandonment? Is that why, I broke up with Skylar?
I didn't know you had.
Yeah, I did.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Hey, Will. I don't know a lot. You see this? All this shit. This is not your fault.
Yeah, I know that.
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
I know.
No, no, you don't. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault.
All right.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Don't fuck with me. It's not your fault.
Don't fuck with me, all right? Don't fuck with me, Sean. Not you.
It's not your fault.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm so sorry.
Fuck them, okay?
It's called Wasted Years.
Come on!
Hello, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up, didn't they? I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
I mean, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salud. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt! You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on! Let him go.
Henry, he bought his fucking button at the fake old tough guy. You bought your fucking button, you fake tough guy! You motherfucker!
Come on.
Fuck, keep that motherfucker here. Keep him here. Come on.
Back. Come on, you fucking feel strong?
Outside the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his black Rolls Royce. She ran inside weeping. She got to her room and tears splashed the picture of the new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on the fire.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
The theme of the sermon was, come on, tune in, love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready, decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
Was swinging to gospel music by nine. Group after group beat on the stage. Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture, right in the very front row. And then one of the faithful came on stage and shouted, here we go!